The conference will now begin.
Wow. Stop flattering me. Okay. I hope Shocker's Mincha Mar are also pretty big highlights. Okay. All right, here we go. Now, Baruch Hashem, this Yad B'Shemaya, we are starting Halacha Gimel. Even though we started already, but that was really Rabbi Nachman talking. Now, this is where we start to make the turn. Rabbi Nachman starts to try to expand and try to teach us in a deeper way what Rabbi Nachman wanted to teach us. So here we go, on page 109 in the BRI. You have it, Yaakov? I sent it to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great. Here we go. So Oz Beis, V'zeh. This that we need to work on being Mechazik Armuna. Mechazik one's Armuna, which is probably the most important, most fundamental aspect of all Yiddishkeit. If you have no Muna, you don't really have Yiddishkeit. And certainly in the Chassidus of Breslov, I mean, Nachman, one of his main things that he talks about all the time is Amunah, Amunah, Amunah. Everything, Mamish, Mamish, comes from Amunah. You have to just understand Amunah, you understand the Yesodos of Amunah, and then you'll see. It's like, you know, Amunah is the nuclear power plant, and then all the wires go to so many different places, to houses and to companies and to stores and so many different places, but it's all coming from the nuclear, that power plant. I don't know, nuclear, but the power plant, which is providing electricity, which is the Amunah. So there, this working on our Amunah is Bechinas Yizgaber Kari Lamod Baboke Shehu Maor HaShachar. This that we're going to work on Amunah is what the Shulchan Aruch meant in the Pnimius of the first Halach, the first step in Shulchan Aruch, when it says that one should wake up like a lion in the morning. And he should awake in the morning. He should be Maor of the Shachar, Shachos. Ki Amunah, says Rabbi Nachman, Ki Amunah hi Bechinas Malchus. Amunah is the Bechinas Malchus, the Sphira of Malchus, which is the lowest of the 10 spheres. We'll discuss in 1 second. Shenikris Shachar, it's also called Shachar. Emuna is Malchus, it's also called Shachar. Bechinas Ayelas HaShachar Kiyadua, those who know, Zohar and those kinds of things understand what that means. We'll read the note on 35 to explain a little bit, and with that we'll be able to continue confidently. So let's look now on 35 in the bottom, in the DRI edition. This is from the Tikkuni Zohar. Kabbalah teaches, you went to the mikvah? Who went to the mikvah today? Sam? You're upstate. You went to a mikvah somewhere?
No, not upstate. I'm in Tokyo.
Oh, good for you. I thought you went biking.
I mikvah's open.
Far Rockaway. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. You're pretty close to Far Rockaway, Eliza. Here we go. Kabbalah teaches that at night, Malchus, the sphere, right, one of the 10 spheres that's synonymous with the Shechina HaKadosha, descends into the lower worlds in order to redeem the sparks of holiness that have fallen there on account of humanity's sins. Malchus is, in certain ways, it's our guardian. She's our guardian. Skip these parentheses. Malchus is also identified as Amun. Our Amun in this world, our connection to Malchus. For by accepting Hashem's kingship, by accepting Hashem's malchus and sovereignty, one displays his emuna in him in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, in a world darkened by sin, faith, emuna, is said to be trapped among the forces of evil. Emuna is in every granule of this world. Emuna is in every second of your life. Emuna is everywhere and everything. The question is, do you see it? It's all there. It's all hiding. But it's hidden under a klipa. The klipa might be a piece of food. The klipa might be a confusing time. The klipa could be a rock or a certain place that confuses you and does not allow you to be able to see the Shechina properly. But the moon is there all the time. But at midnight, every single time, every night at midnight, Malchus / the Shechina / Emunah begins to ascend back up, particularly through the spiritual devotions of those who, as Rabbi Nelson will explain, awaken the dawn. Those who are Ma'ura the Shachar, and we're going to explain how we could do that. So says Rabbi Nelson, Ki Iker Ashlemus. Now, just for a second, you know, Yaakov, we just went through like some serious, I mean, we're not done yet, but the past few months have been a pretty serious nisyonos. For some people, some more, some less. But without a muna, if you don't have a muna, then you're just another guy watching Trump. Like whatever he says, yes, this way, that way. You're listening to all the medical doctors. You're listening to Cuomo, and it's a balagan mamash. Mamash chaotic. And you're just without a muna. You're just with them all, literally all over the place. One day up, one day down, one to the left. One day we're all gonna die. One day we're all gonna live. One day we're losing all of our money. One day the stock market's doing well. Balagan atzum. Yes, for the past few months. If that's how you want to live, that's great. But if you have a muna means there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan. Let's work on ourselves to be able to live that understanding. We have to live that way, or else we're going to live like a roller coaster. That's not the way. When you want to relax, you want to go through life, of course, we can't relax, but when you want to go through life in a happy way, I'd rather go through it in a go-kart, a golf cart, than in a, you know, in a loop-de-loop roller coaster. Can you imagine every single day, that's how you got to work, through a roller coaster, and then to get home through a roller coaster, and then to go to clients, it's a roller coaster. Why? Maybe how about a golf cart? It's nice, breezy, you could chill. When you have a moon of that, that's how life could be. It could be like in a golf cart. Right, Sam? That'd be nice. Go to work in a golf cart. Go from clients in a golf cart. Otherwise, you're pushing in a roller coaster. Your stomach's up, your stomach's down. Am I going to make it? Am I going to lose corona? Am I going to have toilet paper? Will there be toilet paper in my bathroom today? That's the Shiloh that people thought about the past 3 months. And Muna says, you'll have toilet paper, don't worry. It'll be all right. So, Kikar Shlemis Amuna says, Arinasan, Kikar Shlemis Amuna who are Baboker. The Kikar Shlemis of Amuna, we discussed it yesterday. But the first second you wake up, Modani, you're awake, you know that Kosh Baruch woke you up. You're at 100% Amuna. That's the Boker. That they are renewed. Chadoshim. Those who wake up in the morning, they're renewed with Amuna. Rab Amuna Secha. Rabbi Nachman, we know, and Rabbi Nelson, are you saying that it's talking about our Amuna? We wake up new, fresh every day. We have new Amuna. New day. New start. Believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do it. Shezeu Bechinas, page 110. Shezeu Bechinas, Nafka Betacha. That's what the Zohar was saying, that the maiden, the Shechina, comes out in the morning, fresh, uncovered. Emunah is powerful. You see the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we said as the day goes on, she becomes covered. You don't see her as much. To a word like Abatar, like Rabbi Nachman explained. That's why Emunah is called Shachar, because Shachar is the morning. Emunah is in the morning. So Ayel Shachar means Malchus, and also means Emunah. So now Rabbi Nachman explains. The Alkane, therefore, says Rabbi Nelson, based on all of this, if the morning is our Amunah, and we want, of course, maximize our Amunah in the morning, the Alkane, Tzorach Kolechel is Gabra Ka'ari. Each person needs to be strong like a lion. He was Shadil Ma'od, worked very hard. Shayamu Baboker Hashkin Kodem Alos HaShacher. We have to try to, we want to be the strongest in Amunah, we got to get up early. Before Alos. Now, right now, Alos is very early. So let's talk about Alos, you know, at least during like a winter month. Okay? Alos right now is probably, I don't even know, probably 3:45 or something. Probably Alos. If Nate says, no, maybe 4 o'clock. Maybe 4 o'clock. Because right, Nate, Alos is, I think, 72 minutes before Nate. Nate is around 5:20. Something like that, right?
Hey, my Sam said it was 3:35.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So we're talking about Namish very early. But, Rabbi Nelson says, those who want to build their Amunah in the strongest way need to wake up before Alos. What do you do before Alos? Who woke up before Alos? If you want to tell us, Rabbi Melo. Just plugging this thing in here. Okay. Rabbi Nelson says, what do you do? Kedei Shiasek B'Toro too. You need to be davening, you need to be learning. Saying Tehillim, learning Mishnayos is very, very big before, at least before Nates. Because these are the Kalim of our Amunah. To raise up and to strengthen and to build our Amunah. We need to wake up early. The early bird catches the worm. It does. It mamish does. If you've ever been zoked to wake up before Alos, and you had a certain seder of limud, and you learned you down, and then you went to mikvah, and then you down in shachas, it could be 6 o'clock in the morning. You literally feel like you finished your day. You got up, you learned a few mishnayos, you did some tehillim, maybe you did daf yomi with one of the shirim, takes about half hour, you know, depending on who you listen to. You went to the mikvah, you down the start shachas, maybe learned a little chassidus at this, a little chassidus maybe. Then you come out of davening. What do you say?
Chavada.
Chavada. 6 o'clock in the morning. You literally filled yourself up with spirituality for a whole day. You don't have to stop there. You can continue, especially if you have a limud from 6 to 7 before going home, a little gemara maybe, a little bit more chassidus. This is the way. Go to sleep early. All the bad things happen at night. The bad things don't happen in the morning. It's kiyadua. That's how you wake up the shachar. That's how you wake up the amunah. Shachar is amunah. Because at year shachar, I'm going to wake up the morning. We want to be up before the light. We want to be doing avodas Hashem with learning and davening and shiras the shishbachos, singing tehillim to Kodesh Baruch Hu before light. We want to bring the light. Because if you bring the light with your amunah, with your avoda, the whole day, that sun is going to be yours. But if the sun wakes you up, you're already behind the echo. But if you are with your avoda and you bring the sun from your avoda, you're going to be sunny all day long. Even if it's raining outside. That's right. Even if it's raining outside. Because inside, the sun is shining. It says, Rabbi Nassim, Shubachim is Amunah, this is our Amunah. Right? There's many ways to build our Amunah. But right now, the way is you wake up before the morning with Torah and Tefillah. That's one of the ways to build your emunah. So strong, so powerful. So strong. Okay, so if you can't wake up at 3:45, that's a little bit of a jump from, you know, whatever time waking up. But wake up 15 minutes early. Wake up a half hour earlier and say some tehillim and learn a little bit. That's also b'chinas at Yer HaShachar. Because you're waking up your morning from yesterday. You're getting up a little bit earlier than yesterday. You don't have to jump to 3:45. But put some time in. This summer, the sun is out so early. It's beautiful. It's nice in the morning. You should be strengthening and completing your amuna until the day becomes light. That's the main way you raise up and you bring a shlemus to your amuna. Those who wake up fresh and new in the morning. How great your amuna is going to be if you woke up and you woke up the morning. The Malchus Amuna wakes up in the morning. She wakes up fresh. But during the day, the Zohar says, she becomes covered. If you want to keep her open and uncovered, you want to be able to see the Kaddish Baruch Hu the whole day as much as you possibly can, it means the earlier you wake up, the earlier you start your work with Hashem. That's what we have to do. We should be Zohar with Hashem tomorrow. Start tomorrow. Hayom. Don't wait till a week from today. Tomorrow morning or tonight, go to sleep 15 minutes early. Set your alarm for 15 minutes earlier tomorrow morning and say some pill in 15 minutes. That's how we're going to start tomorrow. I'm going to test you on it. Myself included. Everybody, you should have a beautiful day.
Close.
You heard the close?
Yeah, I'm good.
You know, it's like when a guy like slams his guitar or like rips his shirt open, so we slam our safe.
I did hear, yeah.
We slam our safe. That's what we do. We mean business.
All right,
Kevra.
Yeah.
Good to see you all. Mr. Sklar, good to see you. Smiling as usual. He's listening in. Okay. See you later. Have a good one. Yaakov, a good day to you, sir.
You too. Have a
deep. Oh.